There is power in your words, power to hurt or to heal. And Karen Eamon talked about this with Focus President Jim Daly.
Karen, you identified a few key things to think about. In fact, kind of choosing your words wisely. Let me run through a couple of them and you take it from there. Trade places with the person. Think about the other person. Mm-hmm. Leave some things unsaid. That's tough. Yeah. I mean, I'm a verbal person. That's just hard for me to even do or think of doing. Mm-hmm. Temper your tone. I like that one. Consider your countenance. Believe the best before assuming the worst. Don't get historical. Take it from there. You have a couple of more.
Yeah, and I think another thing to remember is to be a history changer. You know, often your little word of encouragement can really be a pivotal point to someone. I think of the woman when I was in high school that said, "I believe in you. You're going to go places. I believe in you." And I still think of that to this day, that woman that said that.
The power of a good word.
Yeah. Also, notice the person who least expects to be noticed. So often we gravitate toward the other people that we're like or that we like to hang around, but instead there are people that are just sitting there wondering if anyone ever sees them. So notice that person that least expects to get noticed and say something encouraging to them.
You know, that one is a good parenting tool. I've used that with my boys, you know, when they go to an event at their school, to look for somebody who's standing alone. And I've got to say, one of them particularly, and I don't want to call him out, he's done a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. And he remembers to do that at social events now.
That's great.
And I think it's a good attribute you can actually teach your child. Mm-hmm. They just need to know they have the freedom to do that and just to be mindful of people who don't have a friend. Mm-hmm. And go be a friend to them. And it's a relatively easy thing to do.
And sometime they, in the future, may be that person that's
correct.
In a new job situation or whatever and doesn't know anybody.
Well,
they'll want
them,
someone to do that to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it helps them empathize. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're getting at.
Absolutely. And then I would say the final one is to just choose your timing. So often we are supposed to say something, but maybe just not right then. Maybe we need to let temper simmer down, or maybe we need to wait till the person's not tired or hungry. I know the time to talk to my husband is not when he gets right home from work. I need to wait. So sometimes we need to choose our timing too,
well,
when we deliver our words.
That one in the marital context is critical, isn't mm-hmm. it? Choose your timing well. Men, I'm telling you got to choose your timing well, because mm-hmm. you can destroy your evening.
Some great insights and very practical, encouraging advice from author Karen Eamon. And you can hear more from her and find details about her book at focusonthefamily.com/radio.